can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs, sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs.
Let's talk about a colonoscopy. All right. Yes, we're going to talk about 8 reasons why you should have a colonoscopy done. But before we get there, let me tell you my personal story. And you could thank Don Adams when you see him. Yeah, I'm just going to throw his whole name out there. Yeah, Don Adams. Yeah. You could thank him for this program when you see him. Yeah, just what you want with your cup of coffee is colonoscopy talk. So let's get right into it. So, you know, when you get certain age, you got to go back year, so many years, and you got to get a colonoscopy every so often. Well, I've had them done in the past. This was not alarming for me to go get a colonoscopy done. And I had another medical procedure done also, but let's just talk about the colonoscopy because that's fun. Well, first let's say I had a colonoscopy and an endoscopy. Well, let me just say, both during the same visit. And, you know, my friend Don reminded me to tell them to please do the endoscopy first and then do the colonoscopy, you know, because I don't think I need to explain why. But no, they used different equipment. For each procedure, they don't share the same equipment. Oh, I've got my warning. All you mothers and fathers out there, go put your little kitties away. This isn't the most pleasant subject matter for little ones. You know, they'll get there soon enough. Let them worry about that when they're in their 50s. But anyway, 8 reasons why you should have a colonoscopy. Well, let me tell you what you know, if you haven't had one before, you know, maybe I got some young whippersnappers out there, some young kiddos. Colonoscopy, look it up. Anyway, so to prepare for a colonoscopy, you have to drink some liquid. Some medication. It's liquid, and you have to have a prescription for it, and you go pick up the prescription, and you drink this liquid, 32 liters? I don't know how many. It's a bunch of liters, and it cleanses out your system. You know, it gets your piping nice and clean inside. Nobody wants dirty pipes, especially the doctor. So it helps to relieve you of some stuff inside your body. Let's keep it clean on Mornings with Ken. So I go get the prescription from my local pharmacy, and I bring that home, and I've decided I'm gonna abide by the rules. I am not gonna eat or drink anything. I even want a day extra. I cleanse myself a day earlier. Like I started not with the medication, but I kind of fasted and only drank water. Then on the day that I'm required to drink the 32 ounce, but I don't know, whatever it was. It's a big gallon size thing. I don't know. It's basically a gallon of this liquid. You have to drink it in one day. You know, that's part of the hard part. See, I'm a sipper. Like right now, I'm going to reach over and grab my cup of coffee from my, right here next to me, my Mornings with Ken cup of coffee right here. And I'm going to take a sip, and you're gonna bear with me for a second while I take a nice sip of my cup of coffee. Man, that's a good cup of coffee. Good cup of coffee. So, where was I? So I go get the prescription, I decided I'm gonna play by the rules. I'm gonna do this thing, and let's just say I started taking the medication like you're supposed to. You know, you got to drink 8 ounces every 30 minutes until the whole gallon's gone. So meanwhile, I had taken the time off of work to do this. You don't want to cleanse your bowels when it have to work at the same time. That would be horrible. So anyway, I'm home. I decided, I know downstairs in the basement, there's a toilet down there, and the seal was old and it was leaking around the toilet. So I decided, hey, since I'm home and I'm doing this cleanse, I might as well fix that toilet down there. You know, Daniel told me, my son Daniel, he told me, hey, Dad, it's leaking by the toilet. So, you know, I thought, oh, I could do that today, knock that out, you know, while I'm doing my cleanse. It's probably not a good idea. Probably not a good idea to do that, because we have two restrooms. We do have one upstairs, but there's four people that live in our house. And mind you, I'm cleansing myself, so when I gotta go, I gotta go. And my body ain't gonna hold, my body ain't gonna say, eh, you got a minute or two. No. When you cleanse with this prescription drink, man, you gotta go. So anyway, I'm down there and I'm messing with this toilet. And you know, I get the toilet off, I pick up the toilet, set it off to the side. And I go, oh, well, I need to go get a wax ring. You know, wax ring, you put on the bot, and then you set the toilet back on, and it seals. So I thought, well, I'm going to go and get this wax ring. I go up to the local big store, and I pick up my wax ring. I got two of them. I got two wax rings because a YouTube guy on YouTube said double them up. He's under the philosophy of doubling them up. And another friend of mine told me to do the same thing. A friend of mine told me to double up the wax seal. No, he told me buy an extended version, a bigger size. Well, the guy on YouTube told me to double them up. I didn't double it up. I bought the bigger size. So that's what I did. So I'm down there. I put the wax ring on. Hey, success. Daniel helped me put the toilet, seat it back on the screws out of the floor. I put the nuts back on there. I'm screwing the nuts back on there. Then I noticed that the water line from the outside wall that comes in, that feeds the water to the commode, is leaking. So I said to myself, self, you better fix that while you're doing all this. You might as well fix it. It's leaking, you know. So you know, all right, oh, okay. So I decided, okay, well, let's just fix that. Oh, time to drink more liquid. So you know, you go back upstairs, you goggle down some more of that nasty, thick, horrible drink. Horrible. You tell me they can't, after all these years, they can't find a more pleasant tasting liquid to drink. In the thickness of it, it just, oh, it'll gag you. So, anyway, I take care of that. I don't know if I did some business up there. I think I might have had done, I might have took the Browns to the Super Bowl while I was upstairs. Came back downstairs, got my wrench, put it on that nut to you know, crack. There goes the water line from outside the main, not the main loud, but the feeding line that feeds into the toilet coming from the wall. Oh yeah, it cracked. It cracked and bent. I got water going everywhere. I'm soaked. Then I run, I get up, I run over there, I run to the wall, I run, find the main valve, I shut the main valve off, and you know, water's still coming out because there's water in the pipe. I'm throwing down towels. Now I gotta tell everybody, hey, we have no water in the house. No water. We got no water in the house. I'm cleansing myself. We ain't got no water in the house. Now how's that going? Four people, and I got to shut off the main water. Lesson learned. Never, never fix your toilet on the day when you're getting a colonoscopy. Don't do that. If you're having a colonoscopy, don't pick that day to fix your toilet, because then you got to make a trip down to the local gas station or the local Burger King or McDonald's, and you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. And you might not make it there. I'm just saying. Hey, all right, let's... Okay, let's go back here. Eight reasons why you should have a colonoscopy, all right? Number eight, a colonoscopy could save your life. That's right. A colonoscopy could save your life. When the doctor goes up there and removes some polyps inside, and he gets those polyps out, if there are any, you have, it reduces the chance of death by 53%. 53% if he catches the polyps early and removes them when you have a colonoscopy. And oh, by the way, this is coming from Wayne University Hospital. And eight reasons why you should have a colonoscopy. So number eight, could save your life. That's kind of important. Number seven, having a colonoscopy is not as embarrassing as you think. Let's see, do I want to read this? No, well basically, you know, these nurses and doctors in there, they do this every day. Every day they go into work. They've seen more behinds than you'll ever know. I mean, they've seen all shapes, sizes, and there's nothing to be embarrassed about. In fact, the one, my wife Dixie took me to my colonoscopy, bless her heart. She's the best wife ever. And there's a young nurse in there, and, you know, they do the get you pre-registered, get you pre-checked, and, you know, put the IVs in. Make sure your blood pressure is okay. You know, they got you on the table with this little gown that doesn't close in the back all the way. This nice young nurse, she was so nice, and we joked about different things, and there's nothing to be embarrassed about. You know, go take care of business. All right, number six, colonoscopies can find more conditions than just cancer, and you might feel better as a result. What else can they find here? Let's read it. Ulcers, Bleeding, malnourishment, pain, blockages. Yeah, so they could find other things in there. So it's just not only about the polyps. They could see what other stuff's going on. You know, they actually have people, the nurse told me, that want to watch the whole procedure. Can you imagine that? They don't want to be put out. They want to watch it on the monitor. No. Not me. When they took me back there, now, I'm not, granted, they're doing an endoscopy too. So I got one going in. I got one going in the mouth and one going up the whoop. And so while they're getting ready to put me under, I was so glad. In fact, I said he put the mask on my face, and I even asked him. I said, "Hey, when am I gonna get sleepy and get knocked out?" He said, "Oh, just give me a minute." And he had to put this little device in my mouth so when they do the endoscopy, I wouldn't, clash my teeth or bite down or anything. So, and then he said, "Oh, that's okay. Just give me 6 deep breaths," and I was out. I don't know how many breaths I did, but I was out. So. Anyway, what was the point of that? I have no idea. But, hey, it was good stuff. Number 5, there are alternatives, but colonoscopies remain the most effective long-term option for colon cancer screening. You know, I wanted to know if there was another option. And I've neglected to ask my doctor, who did the procedure, if there was another option. Here it talks about x-rays and some other words I can't pronounce. You could ask about the other alternatives. The reason I was interested in alternatives, because when I get there, okay, now, I was taking this prescription medicine all day. Like, I was a good little boy. I followed the procedures. I drank what they told me to drink. In the amount of time, I gagged a little bit. I actually threw some back up, because it's too much liquid going down. I'm a sipper, you know, like I'm sipping my coffee. I'm a sipper. I can't drink that much liquid. Like, it's too much liquid. Who drinks that much? I don't know. But anyway, I want to know if there's an alternative, because when I get there, I still had to hit the restroom while I was there. And I thought, oh, well, just, it's supposed, all right, let's just say I'll clean this up a little bit. Sometimes you weren't as clean as you're supposed to be. So I told the doc, I said, look, you're supposed to be X amount of clean, and my piping ain't probably where it needs to be. And he got this look on his face like, oh, no. And he goes, well, we'll do the best we can. And but I got worried, because then I think, well, he gets me back on that table. What if he gets me back on that table and I still got to go? What if my stomach starts churning while I'm knocked out? And I gotta go. Am I gonna give him a gift he doesn't want? I don't know. But you know what? I figured, you know what? They're gonna knock me out. I don't care what happens. I'll be asleep. That's his problem. He's got. That's why they wear gloves and you know, gowns and all that stuff. Because I don't know what happened. I don't know. But I don't like drinking that stuff, so I wish they had a different alternative. They do, but it's not as effective. They really need to do the right up the. Number 4, you're not necessarily too young for a colonoscopy. Usually they start screening at the age of 50. They increase, but sometimes you can go into your 40s, you start getting them. Some people have got them as young as 20s and the 30s. Just check with your doctor. He'll tell you when it's time. Oh, number three, this sounds, yeah. Forget what you heard. Colonoscopy prep is not that bad. Oh, you liar. You liar. You're going straight to HELL hockey stick something. Don't tell people that. Forget what you've heard. Colonoscopy prep is not that bad. Oh, yes, it is. Let me read this. People like to talk about the unpleasantness of the colonoscopy preparation. But over the past 15 years, colonoscopy preparations have improved and been refined. The truth is, it's not really that bad anymore. No. It is bad. That liquid is this. It's a thicker liquid. It's number three is wrong. It is as bad as I'm telling you. It is number two, but still have one done though. Number two, a colonoscopy is quick. It's recommended that you take the whole day off work. Yeah. I recommend you take the whole day off before and the day of your colonoscopy. Well, for one, they told me I couldn't drive for the rest of the day. They said, do not drive for the rest of the day. So it is quick. The procedure was quick. In fact, it was really quick. Like, they took me back there. Next day, I know I'm coming back. I'm like, it wasn't even a half hour, I don't think. I think it was about 15 minutes. Here it says it could be as little as 15 minutes, and it kind of was. It was quick. So that part, you're right. It was very quick. And the number one reason why you should have a colonoscopy done is because it's painless. It's painless. Now let's read this because this is a little bit funny. Yes, the tube goes exactly where you think it does, but you won't feel a thing. Colonoscopies employ monitored anesthesia. You'll be given medicine through an IV that will keep you comfortable, virtually pain-free, and unaware of the procedure. Yes, that is so true. So true. It's painless. You won't feel a thing. So I do urge you to see about getting your colonoscopy. You'll feel better. But not while you're prepping. So, hey, have a great day and go get your cup of coffee now. Bye-bye. Love you guys.